Yep. So anyhow, on to repeater stuff. I know you're going down there in hopes of finding something. I think if you find anything, you know, either Quantar, MTR2, MTR3, the only difference between the 2 and the 3 is the controller's different. You can do the, it'll natively do the DMR stuff. You know, would that be, if you find a really good deal on a 3, why not? But you certainly don't need it. The weak spot in the MTRs is the power supply. They're unobtainable, but they'll run off of an external supply real easy. So you can do that. And then if you find a supply, you can replace it. So, but that's the biggest thing you got to worry about. Other than that, they're bulletproof. Quantars, you know, of course, same thing. I've had a PA, you know, over the years, I've had a PA or two go bad. But for the most part, they're pretty bulletproof as well. Very modular, you know, so, you know, if you got one, you know, then you could just keep your eye peeled for exciter modules and receiver modules and keep them, you know, on site, and they're just, you know, pop them out and pop them in. They're literally that. The only tuning is 3 slugs for maximum sensitivity in the receiver chain. So they're just a breeze. The software is readily available, but antiquated, and it'll only run on like a Windows, you know, DOS, you know, Windows machine. So I run one of those little Weiss boxes running Tiny 10 and BNC. And then I got a serial cable always plugged into it. And then if I ever have to remotely work on the, you know, or get in the side of the repeater, which is not often, but if I ever have to, I do that and do it that way. But, you know, whatever you find. You know, if an STR came up, you know, chances are, you know, that it won't. But if one came up, don't hesitate. You know, so I don't think Jeff's going to be there. I don't know who else will be there from the Brotherhood. You know, if you have any questions, Dan, if he doesn't know specifically about a particular product, he'll definitely, you know, be able to put you in touch with guys in the Brotherhood that can steer you straight on any other Motorola equipment, late model,